Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey, this your boy Frank Gore. I'm listening to 49ers Rush, Niners all day. Let's bring Sits home, baby. Let's go.
I love it, man.
It's time for the 49ers Rush podcast. Here's your host, John Chapman.
Oh boy, how is everybody doing? One, let me just say this. The 49ers come up very, very shorthanded and lose in spectacular fashion. And I mean that fully, not even sarcastically. It was a bad game. That was a really, really bad game at a crucial point when you had the opportunity to get your season on the right track versus a very winnable game, very winnable opponent. And the 49ers came up wanting on several different levels. And we're going to jump into that. Now, this is our therapy session, okay? So first, I want to say thank you for being here. I, as a fan, as a coach, as a parent of a player, as all of these things, it's very easy to turn the TV off and throw the remote and be pissed off and allow this to ruin different experiences. And anger is an appropriate emotion, okay? But it's not all bad. A lot of it's bad. There are some good positive things moving forward. But man, this one hurts. This one hurts bad. 2-4. And, you know, if you were with us for the past, I think, 4 hours, is that how long our show was? 3 hours plus? Me and Jason Aponte were live. I want to say thank you if you guys were there for that. That was an absolute blast. But golly, man, this hurts. And it hurts on several different levels because not that you write off 2021 now at 2-4, but more than likely you are praying for a wild card berth at best. And on top of that, you do not have your first round picks for the following year. You do have Trey Lance, but we haven't seen Trey Lance, right? So like we saw one game, a game and a half, couple snaps, whatever. And that's where the attention and the focus needs to go long term. Noe, thank you for the gift, man. He says, secondary, shake my head. Yeah, here's my biggest issue, okay? And we'll talk positives and negatives. The pass interference calls are an absolute joke at this point, but a lot of them are on ourselves. 7 penalties for 122 yards against the 49ers. 7 penalties, 122 yards for the 49ers. That is atrocious, but we're doing it to ourselves. Here's what I mean. Why do we continue to play these players with their backs to the quarterback repeatedly on 3rd and long? Now, and again, I'm going to counter-argument myself and give this a little bit of nuance, because when we play press coverage on 3rd and long and our corners have to turn and put their back to the quarterback, we lead the NFL in defensive pass interference calls, okay? We lead the NFL in defensive pass interference calls, and we've already had our bye week. Other teams that haven't had their bye week yet, we still have more than them. So it's a coachable thing. And so whenever our back's to the quarterback and we don't play the ball, it's going to be called. The only pass interference call that I really think was objectionable was the K'Wan Williams one. Both Josh Normans, 100% pass interference. Jaquaski Tartt, 100% pass interference. Emmanuel Mosley, 100% pass interference. The Emmanuel Mosley one, maybe not. But then you make the adjustment, okay? And I saw this. Yeah, Scott, how terrible was Dre Fitzpatrick on that last touchdown? It was awful, but we adjusted. Our defensive coordinator changed. Ran our cover four quarters back off protection on third and long or whatever play that was and allowed him to make a play on the ball, and he didn't make a play on the ball. So that's the answer to stopping pass interference calls, but you didn't make the play. Your defensive coordinator put you in a position and adjusted, made adjustments as a rookie DC. You go back to Robert Saleh, you remember his first year, you know, just not making adjustments. The adjustment was made correctly. We just didn't make the play on it. And so I think that's what hurts the most. I love this. Mr. Superfly, one, appreciate the support. You're always with us. Rain or shine. And a lot of rain today, man. Not only rain was falling from the sky, a lot of 49ers hopes, mine included. You guys know me. I really do love this 49ers team. And I want them to win and all that stuff. We all do. That's why we're fans. This hurts. This hurts. Oh, it hurts deep. Mr. Superfly says, once he's healthy, it's time to start Trey and not look back. I 1,000% agree. I agreed before this. Now, if you're Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers, I don't think that you write off the season. All right? You're 2-4. You don't go into this saying, hey, yeah, we're not going to make the playoffs. You can't do that as a player, as a coach. You can't do that. But in the back of your mind, you got to start thinking long term. I want Trey Lance at quarterback. I want Trey Lance at quarterback bad, but not if he isn't 100% healthy. Because this year could still be salvageable, stay with me, if Trey Lance develops into a starting caliber quarterback and gets through his rookie bumps. Man, look at Justin Fields today. Good gosh. Look at Zach Wilson. I don't know how long he's going to be out. Again, you look at all the rookie quarterbacks. They're all struggling. Mac Jones is playing really, really well. Got to give him, but it was against the Jets. But still, 49ers against the Jets right now. I don't feel very confident about that game whatsoever. Give it to Mac Jones. But we knew he was going to be the most quarterback ready. He just had the lowest ceiling, right? The NFL now with the Josh Allens and the Patrick Mahomes and the Deshaun Watsons and whatever else, you draft for potential. You need the home run. That's what they're going for. I love that the 49ers, I still love that Trey Lance is my quarterback. I love that they drafted him over Mac Jones. Big, you give me the decision right now, I would still take Trey Lance over him. You can call me whatever. I don't care. I still want to do that. Because, again, we're looking long-term. I said before this season, 2023, 2024, those are the 2 years that this team is going to be built for. You still have all these young, very talented, you know, I'm not sure if Silverback will be around then, but Bosa, Kittle, Warner, you got those guys that are going to be here. So you gotta wait and see. But, yeah, Trey Lance is everything, and you got to build around him. And I want to be honest with you, we're not built around him right now. One of the biggest question marks that this team has is wide receiver, and it's been that way since Kyle's been here. And we'll talk about Kyle a lot right now. And Debo played incredible and made a lot of incredible plays. He made some awful plays as well. And when the team needed him most, he folded. Was it a great pass? No. Did it hit him in the shoulder? Yes. Got to make that play. That was a punch in the stomach feel. Like, oh, that was huge. Courtney, John, thanks for announcing the game. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Me and Jason Aponte, if you were with us, we called the game for the entire time, and man, it was so cool hanging out with everybody. Tobin, thank you for the gift. Kyle Shanahan exposed, he says. National media is on it. Seat equals fire. I disagree. Yeah, the first part, yes. Kyle Shanahan 100% is having a lot of issues. Is his seat on fire? No. He is tied to, as we said earlier, Trey Lance. As Trey Lance goes, Kyle Shanahan's career will go. The Super Bowl berth that he got, not the win, obviously, that he got a new contract. And now it's a 6-year contract. Does that mean he's going to live that out? No. But this year, the 49ers could lose every single game and Kyle Shanahan will not be fired. Like, I believe that. I really do believe that. Do I want that to happen? No, absolutely not. But I'm telling you right now, Kyle Shanahan is tied to Trey Lance, and the ownership is going to allow him time to carry that to fruition. We're not going to find the answer. The tell isn't going to be written on Trey Lance in 2021. It's not. It's going to take a long time from that. It's probably not going to be written in 2022 either. He'll be a sophomore quarterback at 22 years old. Still ridiculously young compared to, I mean, I think he's 3 or 4 years younger than Mac Jones. So again, like, you got to wait. You got to wait. Yeah, Nacio, start Trey Lance. As soon as he's healthy, you put him in there. We need a whole new secondary. Man, Mosley played good. I really do think so, except he gave up the touchdown to Carson Wentz on the edge on, you know, he gave up outside contain. Then you also had that huge penalty. That was huge. But I thought he played really well. I'm curious to see what's going to happen with that injury. That was huge. That was a really, really bad injury. Because, again, when that injury took place, you were going to have him stop for a fourth down. And so Aziz knocks him forward. Mistakes that happen with full emotion and full energy, you can forgive as a coach. You can't forgive lack of effort or whatever else. He's a bull in a china shop, Aziz is. He's going to see ball, hit ball, and he did. Knocked him forward for a first down and hurt his own guy. That's what it is. All In Sports Betting. What's up, man? Thank you for the gift. I'm trying to stay positive, but at this point, it's starting to look like Kyle is struggling. He is struggling. Other teams have injuries worse than us and are winning. Yeah, the Colts had more injuries than us and are winning. Yeah, we lost 4 in a row, guys. That's a major problem. Things are not good in Santa Clara. The weather is a true indication of how the 49ers franchise should feel about this year. Terrell, it's clear there's no win in the division. I don't think that there is either. And, you know, you look at the playoff situation. You know, again, playoffs. We're talking playoffs? Yeah, we're talking playoffs. And whenever you look at the situation, it's not good for the 49ers because the NFC is very top heavy. There are 5 teams with 1 or fewer losses, right? Cardinals undefeated, Bucks, Packers, Cowboys, Rams. Those teams are way up there. But here's the situation. And again, if you don't want to hear this, that's okay. There's 7 teams getting into the playoffs this year in the NFC. Right now, the Minnesota Vikings at 3-3 are a playoff team. We're 2-4. We are 1 game out of the playoffs. Now, how many more times do we have to say this? I don't know. I mean, as fans, you shouldn't be focusing on the playoffs. That's for damn sure. You should be focusing on just winning a game against a crappy opponent, which the Colts were. Well, guess what? Next week, we got Chicago, baby. And guess what? They're a crappy team. They're a crappier team than we are, which, I mean, that's going to be determined. And so we're going to get a C because, you know, the Colts are, I mean, the Bears are 3-4. We're 2-4. Right now, we're 12th out of 16 teams in the NFC. Not where you want to be, baby. Not where you want to be. But you just got to go out there and you got to focus 1 game at a time. That's all really you can do. And that's what you got to tell your players. You cannot make this something that's bigger than it is. You can't do that. Let's focus on some positives, okay? There's not nearly as many, but let's shift it up a little bit. Guillermo, thank you so much. He says, man, your live podcast or broadcast was the best. Hope to hear more live broadcasts in the future. Much love. Right back at you, man. I appreciate the positivity. Positive. Kyle Shanahan script in place. That's a good thing. You come out, you go right down the field, and you put up points. That was awesome, man. Jimmy G called audibles on 4 out of 8 plays to start the drive. You drive down, it was incredible. Big play after big play after big play. It was awesome. I loved it. Other positives. Man, Elijah Mitchell, 18 carries for 107 yards. But here's an issue. They loaded the box and took him away. Later, I don't even know if they did take him away. We just didn't keep running him. You look at Jonathan Taylor, 18 carries, 107 yards. They had the exact same damn stat line. Exact same. Wow, that's incredible. And, you know, Elijah Mitchell was picked in the 6th round. Jonathan Taylor, top of the 2nd. And their offensive line's a lot better than ours. So Elijah Mitchell, that's a huge positive. Jalen Moore, huge positive. Played very, very well. We did not lose this game because of Jalen Moore. Not even close. He played really, really well stepping in, considering, right? Like, our best player, probably Nick Bosa and Trent Williams. Those are them. That's it. Fred Warner, you want to throw him in there? Not this year. He's been good. Had been the great player. Nick Bosa's been unreal. Trent Williams been unreal. And he stepped in and played great. I really do think that he played well. Some of the positives. You got two positive rookies. We didn't see Trey Sermon. I told you we weren't going to see him. Ambry Thomas didn't see. The other two rookies, corners, they were healthy scratches. Talanoa played really, really well. Tart got injured. So, again, we lost two members of our secondary, starting secondary with Tart with his toe acting back up. It's been about 3 years since that guy's been going on. Emmanuel Mosley, we'll have to wait and see. Martin, thanks for the gift. Playoff caliber teams do not lose to injury-riddled sub-500 teams. You're right, at home. You nailed it, man. The 49ers are not deserving of a playoff spot right now at all. Maybe they won't be this whole entire year. But they still got to play the games. Offense is too predictable. Secondary cannot defend the pass. That is spot on. That is 100% spot on. That's something that's got to change. Noe, I hate how they depend on Samuel. He can't do it all. I miss Brandon Ayuk. Yeah, you didn't throw it to Brandon Ayuk. I think he had one target. Is that right? Yeah, let's see here. Yeah, Brandon Ayuk, one target for 6 yards. It was a catch, too. Debo, 11 targets. That's not okay. 7 catches, 100 yards, 1 touchdown. 2 drops, but Debo played really, really well. Even returning kicks. He's doing way too much. You are correct. You got to alleviate that pressure somewhere. And it's just not happening. It's just not happening. Ah, it's so frustrating, man. And then you get like little glimpses, right? That little glimpse when we're down 8 points in the fourth quarter and Jimmy G just marches down the field in 3 straight pass attempts and gets a touchdown in less than like a minute and a half. Where the hell did that come from? Like, why can't we bring that up out? Like, why can't we do that? Why do we have to wait? Why do we have to dig holes for ourselves continually? Like, it's just, I don't know, man. It's a lot of pressure, and it's just frustrating. And it's obvious Jimmy Garoppolo's not our future. Now it's, look at me. I'm wearing a Jimmy Garoppolo jersey. He was my quarterback for my team today. I hope this is the last time I wear it. Because Jimmy Garoppolo is not our future. I don't think he's our present. But do we expect Kyle Shanahan to swallow his pride and make the necessary change and be willing to go through a bunch of learning lumps? You're going to have to at some point. You're going to have to. CSL, he says, thank you. Chapman currently running the live stream, 49ers live streams with the most views. Appreciate that. There's a lot of awesome 49ers podcasts. He says, Ham's at 260. Yeah, that's awesome. Ham does a great job. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. Not so much competition, but I do appreciate always the kind words. Those guys are like professional sports writers. I get paid lots of money. I'm just a guy in my office. we're different, but thank you. Raymond, thanks for the gift. Just join the Rice tier on Patreon. Thank you so much for all the support. And, you know, we passed 300 Patreons. And, again, we're giving away a Nick Bosa jersey for Patreon. Whoever guessed the total yardage, I'm going to have to go back and look. There's about 100 comments over there. Figure out who got that. But, Raymond, thank you for joining that. From Long Island, New York, and thanks for all you do. I'm with you. I'm done with Jimmy as well, Raymond. It's trade time, baby. We've got to figure out a way to build for the future.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers, 49ERS, for a deposit match up to 100 $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit matchup up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is EUFY Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock. And if this year catches on, great. But you can't keep doing the same thing. But again, hashtag, asterisk, whatever, until Trey is healthy. If Trey is not 100% healthy, I do not want him playing. I don't want him playing. Wait. Don't ruin that kid. Don't do what's happening to Justin Fields. Like, I want him to take his lumps. Those aren't lumps. He's taking baseball bats to the head. They're going to ruin that kid. And they should fire their coach immediately. They have shown no promise ever. I think that's the difference, right? So whenever you step out of the 49ers bubble and you look across the NFL, we ain't in the Bears position. We'll see next week whenever we play. That's what it's going to be. Anyway, real quick, word from our sponsor, my bookie. Let's pay some bills. You know we bet with the best, and the best is MyBookie. Go to MyBookie.ag, and here's the deal. Right now, if you sign up using promo code 49ers, 49ERS, they're going to double your initial deposit, as always, all the way up to $1,000. And here, another great thing, they have an NBA, that's right, you heard me say NBA, lock of the season. It's a free bet. It is the Dallas Mavericks versus the Nuggets, okay? And here's what's so special about it. If either team scores 1 point, you heard me, either team scores, this is on 10/29, so October 29th, so you still got time to get your bet in. Either team scores, you win the bet. It's a max bet of 25, but it's plus 100, so you bet 25, you win 25. So when you start your account, whatever you deposit, they're going to match it. Then you put a bet in on this NBA lock of the season. To find it, very, very simple. All you do is click on NBA odds tip-off on the left side of the screen. Then you click on NBA lock of the season. Then after that, you scroll down and you place your bet. That's it. It's the NBA lock of the season. Only mybookie.ag has it. Use promo code 49ers. Double your initial deposit. Bet, win, get paid. Only at mybookie. No, Matt, thank you for the gift. It says, he comes out and says, it seems clear what we need to do, running game and defense. And that's kind of who we are. They both were fine. The running game was fine. We needed to run the ball more. But whenever Kyle Shanahan gets in the fourth quarter, he just quits running the ball. He goes empty instead. And so, you know, we're averaging 4.6 yards per rush attempt, but we run it 24 times. They're averaging 4.5 less than us, but they run it 33 times. You've got to run the ball more, especially in close games. You don't have to feel like, oh, you're behind. Now, once it's that very last drive and there's like 2 minutes left and Jimmy G fluttered that interception, one of the worst passes I've ever seen in my life, that's the issue. You got to stay with it. Defense played fine. The 122 yards on penalties, that's a killer. That's just stupid. Those numbers are, that's just unreal. Thank you, All In. He says, do you think Kyle is a coach who is only as great as his team is? I've always thought the greatest coaches get the most out of every player. We do not. That is true. We do not yet, right? Again, you have to go back and you look at 2019. What worked? Everybody loved being part of the 49ers. Everybody kept coming back. And all these players keep re-signing with the 49ers for less money. Why is that? I think there is also, there's a big difference between being a play caller and a head coach. And Kyle has struggled with the head coach. You look at that challenge today, right? That was one of the dumbest, that was Jeff Fisher bet. You can't do that. You can't do that. There's no reason. You just wasted a timeout and you were already trailing in the second half. Like, somebody needs to be in your ear that says, no, man, you can't challenge that. Kyle has to say, hey, can I challenge that? Should I challenge that? Somebody has to say, no. Like, don't challenge that. No reason to. But instead, he freaking threw that flag. And I get that you get emotional, and it's okay to be an emotional coach. You look at, like, people like Bill Cowher, amazing emotional coach. That's allowed. But you've got to be able to have somebody to hold you in check. And I think that is an issue. I think, you know, people want to say, like, get rid of Kyle. That's not the way to go. And I don't think that's even, like, in the progression of things. Like, you're not in that position yet. Check on Kyle. All right, cool. Yes, that is good. Get a GM, perhaps, which, again, I don't think John Lynch is going anywhere either. He just got a new contract. He was GM of the year a year ago. I don't think he's going anywhere. But, like, get somebody to check him, whether on the coaching staff, get an assistant, you know, head coach football, bring in a vet that could just be, you know, like the little angel on the right shoulder or the devil and say, no, don't do that. So, yeah, Kyle's got to figure some of those things out. But I will say this. You look at the people that Kyle Shanahan has coached, they've all had their best years with him. Andre Johnson, Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, Tevin Coleman, Devontae Freeman, RG3, Kirk Cousins. Maybe not Kirk Cousins, but, like, it doesn't matter. Alfred Morris. Kyle is a very good coach that gets the most out of his players wherever he goes. But there are still some major issues. It's not as black and white, I guess, as I could say, as it looks. Philip, man, look at this dude bringing the positivity. I love you, Philip. You're the best, bro. Our defense got two takeaways. We had two takeaways in five games. We got two takeaways in the first half. And we could have had more. We had three dropped interceptions, which, you know, the rain is what it is. But, man, we were getting the ball all the time. Josh Norman punched the ball out twice. Warner recovered one. Nick Bosa forced the interception to Aziz, which they overruled it. Not an interception, but a fumble. And then three dropped interceptions. Mosley had two dropped, and Norman had another one dropped. So we're getting our hands on the ball, which is very, very important. We haven't done that. But whenever you turn the ball over four times yourself, that's the bad thing, right? You can't be -2 in the turnover ratio and win games, especially whenever you don't have an explosive offense, which we do not with Jimmy Garoppolo. Noe, I love it, man. He says, shirt giveaway time. Make somebody smile. Next person that puts hashtag CC in the comments section that shows up first on mine, compliments of Noe, I will get that shirt sent out to you. Let's get that taken care of. First person to put hashtag CC, countdown crew, baby, Jason Lewis. Dante Pettis has more catches than Brandon Ayuk this season. Oh, Jason, why you want to let the world burn? I will say this, though. I got a lot of Dante Pettis stuff this morning, and I get it. Understand this. He's the sixth or seventh wide receiver on the Giants. Their top three wide receivers, almost all of them are out. So Dante Pettis is not, like, the savior of anything. But, yeah, happy to see him be successful. It is frustrating whenever that comes out. There's no doubt about that. Kevin, what's up? Kevin Tobish, I believe? Tobish. Congratulations, man. Go ahead and reach out to me on my email, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. I will get you that gift. Compliments of Noe, man. I freaking love it. That is awesome. Dante Pettis, that's funny. San Fran fan, Kyle needs to rely on Trey's legs once he's healthy. I say, screw it, run the wing T. We got the personnel we do. And man, think about this. Kittle's coming back soon. Lance is coming back soon. If we get Jeff Wilson, that would be really, really helpful because Jamichael Hasty had a really bad showing today. I don't think we should run the wing T, but when Trey Lance was out there the first time, that's basically what we did, just from a different formation. But yeah, man, I think that there's a lot there that we could do. I don't want Trey Lance running that much, and he's got to learn to get out of bounds. I mean, the twisted knee thing, that's not from play calls. His knee got twisted up when J.J. Watt blew past Mike McGlinchey. That's just the reality of the situation. So, you got to fix that. Mike McGlinchey, again, the fumble earlier tonight, that was on him. Now, Jimmy G held the ball for well over 30 seconds. So, all in all, McGlinchey played a pretty good game. And all the people cry for DeForest Buckner, he didn't really have a good game. He got the sack as time expired at the very end, but he really didn't play that well. Not like I'm rooting against them or whatever, but like all the people that's like, oh, you know, we should lose. DeForest Buckner ain't fixing this team. We had DeForest Buckner. It's not like we're winning more games right now. Look at the Colts record. They're 3-4. They're barely better than us. Colts haven't won a playoff game since he's been there either. So I love DeForest Buckner, and I think he's an all-pro player. I do not believe that he's the savior, and if we had him, everything would be fixed. DeForest Buckner ain't throwing passes. DeForest Buckner's not guarding people and not getting pass interference calls. He's a D lineman. It's different. Anyway, I don't know why I went off on that tangent. Sorry about that. Roland, thanks for running the live stream during the game. Niners have only glimpses of that team. Yeah, well said. You see it. You know, Kyle Shanahan had the quote earlier this week, we need to do better longer, or we need to do right longer. We just have so many errors where we shoot ourselves in the foot. Now, we'll say in the first half, and I was talking about this on the live show, we weren't allowing mistakes to compound on top of themselves in the first half. Second half, that went out the window. Negative play after negative play after negative play. And that's where it just got super, super bad. And yeah, this team, it's there, but it's not there. It's already not yet. You see it from time to time, but it's not full. And that's what hurts. That's what hurts. But we're moving forward. And we're fans, baby. That's who we are. And man, this next week, Halloween weekend, we're playing against the Bears. I'm going to be there. If you're anywhere near Chicago, this is going to be probably the most entertaining and fun game left on the schedule, because there's still some hope and we're playing against a bad team at an awesome location. We're going to be partying in Chicago, man. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. If you haven't yet, go grab your tickets. We're throwing a party Saturday night at Wicker Park at Gracie O'Malley's. It's a 49ers bar. It's going to be awesome. Giving away all kinds of stuff. Signed autographed Trey Lance jersey from Pristine Auction. We got all kinds of stuff. It's going to be a blast. Then, Sunday morning for the tailgate, I'm going to be drinking, man. We got unlimited beers and brats, baby. We're going to be tailgating. Come out, party with us. Go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Buy your tickets. And again, if you do buy your tickets, you get added to the guest list. Come out, party with us. Jason Aponte is going to be there. Crocker's going to be there. Vish is going to be there. It's going to be kind of a who's who of 49ers podcasters just hanging out. And again, you know, last time we went to Philadelphia and we threw this event, it was incredible. And we put so much time into the planning and formulating of where and all that kind of stuff. So come out, have a good time with us, and enjoy the community. Because at the end, that's what we got. This team is rough right now, but we got each other. You know what I mean? It's about the community. And I think that's a testament to, you know, CSL talked about earlier. What is it that you want? You want to be pissed off and you want to like go to all these things and whatever else? There's a place for that. Probably not here with me. But man, if you want to be able to get some stuff off your chest and still be able to look with a rational, perhaps, outlook on this team, I think that's this place. That's the community we're building here. Niner. Yeah, Niner Zeno. He says, it kills me. We won't have the draft pick next year. We don't have the first. And I think Jimmy will be traded probably for like a fifth, maybe. Who knows? Not much. I think he'll get something and we'll eat about half of his salary. But, you know, we still do have picks, and we suck in the first round anyway, right? Solomon Thomas, Reuben Foster, Mike McGlinchey. McGlinchey wasn't too bad of a pick. Not a good pick, but not. I wouldn't call McGlinchey a bust. He's a replacement-level tackle. That's just what he is. He's not the ninth pick in the draft. But, yeah, Brandon Ayuk, we'll see. It's not looking great. Kinlaw, he looked good, but the health issues. Yeah, I mean, there's some issues with first-round picks. No doubt about it. Nick Bosa. Freaking home run. Absolutely incredible. One of the three best defenders in the NFL. Trey Lance, who knows? If Trey Lance is good, trust me, we're going to be okay for a long time. Philip, he says, fire the defensive back coach. Sounds like the only reasonable firing to me. I would say that, except the last freaking play, they fixed it. They adjusted and put their player in the right position. And, man, we just screwed it up. That's what it is. We screwed it up bad. No, we can't wait till L.A. We got to have a shot, John. I got you, man. If you party with us, if you are in Philly, you know I don't turn down shots, even to my own detriment. We had a good time from what I can remember, and it's going to be a good time in Chicago and Los Angeles, week 18. Last time we get to see our 49ers for a long time, if they're not making the playoffs. So again, you want to come out and party with us, man. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. That's the place to do it. Here we go. Raymond, does Kyle take on too much? Yeah. GM, offensive coordinator, head coach, designing hats. I'm wearing the damn hat. Probably shouldn't have said that as I'm wearing this. Makes me look silly. Yeah, he does way too much. I think you do start questioning a lot of his decisions and play calls. He can script it. He just can't call it. I'm with you. Yeah. You've got to question your leadership when you're losing. When things go well, praise flows downhill. Assistant coaches, players, GM, all those things. When play is bad, blame goes uphill. That's just, you get paid the big bucks. Heavy is the head that wears the crown, right? That's your job. You take those things on. And not so much that Kyle hasn't done that. Kyle hasn't done that. I don't know how to phrase that and articulate it in a way that it's not so much that like Kyle pushes off blame. He just has so much faith in the decisions he made at the time without playing like catch 22. He doesn't do that. And a lot of that is like what makes him such a good play caller and designer. But yeah, it limits his growth. And so being able to recognize you got to grow. You got to change some things. But there are positives. And hang in there, guys. It's going to be a long week. I'm not leaving you guys. I'm going to be putting out as much content early this week because it's going to suck. It's going to be tough. And if you're on social media, it's going to suck even more because people are going to be going crazy berserk. And maybe they're rightfully supposed to as fans. We're fanatics, right? That's what that's called. But listen a little bit more than you talk. The film is never as bad as you think it is, and we're going to give you all the film here, 49ers Rush. If you're a Patreon member, that's the place to be. Every single snap on all 22. We're going to find the good. That's the plan this week. Find the good. Search for it. It's like Jumanji out there, man. We got Robin Williams leading our way through this damn forest of terrible football. We got to find the good plays. We got to find the good things to look forward to, and we got to build on those things. That's the idea. So, you guys know what I got to say. It's the same thing we live with every week. I want to say thank you, guys. Y'all are incredible. Y'all keep me going. We've been recording for over 4 hours straight. I'm exhausted. Class in the morning. But before class, I'm hoping the film comes out. It's not going to. Man, I forget it's Sunday night game. Probably not going to be out till Tuesday. But we've got content coming at you guys all week. Really appreciate you guys. Thank you for the support again. And as always, especially this week, stay strong, faithful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.